Pada tanggal 25 April setiap tahunnya, Australia memperingati Hari Anzac untuk mengenang mereka yang bertugas dan juga meninggal dalam konflik bersenjata. Hari Anzac telah menjadi lambang dari identitas nasional Australia. Anzac berarti tentara dari Kesatuan Angkatan Darat Australia dan New Zealand, termasuk juga para prajurit pria dan wanita pribumi, serta beragam latar belakang budaya lainnya. Berikut ini pendengar rangkuman dari Amy Wong. Pada bulan Agustus 1914, kabar tentang Perang Dunia Pertama mulai tersebar. Australia bergabung dengan Inggris dalam perang melawan kekuatan tengah, yang mana termasuk Jerman, Hungaria, Bulgaria, serta Kerajaan Ottoman. Di antara 420 ribu prajurit yang terdaftar, terdapat lebih dari 1.000 prajurit pribumi dan juga Torres Strait Islander yang secara sukarela mendaftarkan diri mereka. Sebagian yang lain berasal dari latar belakang budaya yang berbeda. Profesor Edmund Chew adalah seorang sukarelawan, peneliti di Museum China di Melbourne.
There was a Defence Act which actually exempted people of non-European ancestry from joining the armed forces. So you have to be predominantly European descent to join the armed forces at that time. However, the Chinese Australian who joined ignored that totally and enlisted.
Penelitiannya tentang sejarah bangsa Cina Australia yang tergabung dalam Anzac sejauh ini telah mengidentifikasi sebanyak 271 pria yang ikut bertugas dalam Perang Dunia Pertama. Dirinya menambahkan bahwa rekomendasi dari petugas pemeriksaan medislah yang memungkinkan para pemberani ini untuk ikut berjuang bagi negaranya.
In those days, the final decision rests with the medical officer examining the applicant. And a lot of the medical officers just ignore that act and more or less say, well, you want to join up, you're fit enough to fight while you're in.
Perbedaan suku bangsa bukanlah masalah bagi sebagian anggota masyarakat. Masyarakat gempar saat George Kong Meng ditolak oleh Australian Imperial Force, meskipun Kong Meng pernah melakukan tugas militer sebelumnya dan bahkan adiknya pun ikut bertugas di Western Front.
And there was a big outpour of objection from Australians, say, why are you rejecting this man? And he actually did enlist, but he was not sent overseas to fight.
Gary Oakley, pria bersuku Gandengara yang juga menjadi presiden nasional dari Asosiasi Veteran dan Pejuang Aborigin dan Torres Strait Islander, mengatakan bahwa banyak dari kaum pribumi Australia yang berkemauan keras untuk ikut mengajukan diri sebagai sukarelawan.
The opportunity is there to serve, but it was up to you how you went about it. You could either go to a place where you knew you'd get in, that they didn't care, or you could lie about your ethnicity.
Mereka yang memiliki warna kulit yang lebih gelap ini akhirnya berhasil menemukan cara lain untuk mengatasi larangan tersebut.
It was actually a medical problem that you're black. Some of these men who were knocked back in one place went and traveled interstate to other places, and these are the days when you can't travel on the road freely. And they actually disappeared and went interstate and joined in other states because they'd heard that it was easier and the medical officer there was pretty slack.
Gary Oakley menambahkan bahwa para pria berlatar belakang Aborigin dan Torres Strait Islander memiliki alasan yang berbeda untuk bergabung dengan pasukan ini. Salah satunya adalah karena adanya kesempatan untuk memperoleh pendapatan.
Pay, love of country, probably also they thought after the war when they came back to Australia they would be seen in a different light. You know, we weren't citizens. So they thought, you know, this will help us to become citizens. People will see that we serve too. Plus it also would have been an adventure.
Dirinya meyakini bahwa saat itu adalah pertama kalinya bangsa pribumi Australia merasakan persamaan derajat.
Once you're in uniform, you were basically in the majority accepted. When you're in the trenches, you don't care about the colour or the religion of the bloke next to you or next to you or behind you. All you care about is he's going to watch your back. You were an equal.
Ribuan prajurit berlatar belakang Rusia juga harus berjuang agar dapat diterima menjadi anggota pasukan Australia pada saat itu. Hal ini seperti disampaikan oleh peneliti dari Universitas Nasional Australia, Dr. Elena Gover.
In many cases, they had nicknames because they didn't speak proper English. People treated them as strangers, as aliens. But it took sometimes several months participation together in the battles for these people to be accepted.
Para prajurit asal Rusia adalah yang paling banyak terdaftar dalam Australian Imperial Force setelah Inggris, New Zealand, dan Kanada.
For instance, Jewish people would fled Russian Empire because of pogrom, when they were just killed arbitrarily because they were different. And many Jewish young immigrants escaped from Russia because they didn't want to serve in the Russian army. Russia, we had conscription when people had to serve in the army. But when this young Jewish boy came to Australia and First World War started, and they enlisted in Australian army and they served along Australians.
Lebih dari setengah para pejuang yang berlatar belakang Rusia tersebut berasal dari daerah Laut Baltik jauh.
Sometimes they jumped their ship, they couldn't find employment, or they were threatened by Russian consul. So they just enlisted in the army, they didn't have all these ideas about patriotism and so on. So it was just part of their job. They served on the ships, now they served in Australian army.
Hingga saat ini, Perang Dunia Pertama tercatat sebagai konflik yang paling merugikan bagi Australia dari sisi korban luka dan meninggal. Lebih dari 60 ribu prajurit meninggal dan 156 ribu lainnya terluka, dibunuh atau juga ditangkap sebagai tahanan. Namun sayangnya bagi sebagian mereka yang selamat, pulang kembali ke rumah ternyata tidak mengubah hidup mereka menjadi lebih baik. Harapan para prajurit pribumi untuk dapat menaikkan status sosial mereka tidaklah terjadi. Hingga pada tahun 1949 saat dicabutnya larangan pendaftaran berdasarkan ras.
The shame about it was a lot of these men who went away from reserves in Australia to fight overseas came back and found the indigenous reserve they came from was actually just turned into a soldier settlement scheme and it had been broken up. So the land they actually were on before they left, they came back and they couldn't go back onto it. You actually went away to fought for your country and come back and find that your piece of country has been parceled up. Again, you were still not a citizen.
Professor Edmund Chiu mengatakan pahlawan perang berlatar belakang Cina-Australia, Billy Singh, ini juga memiliki akhir kisah yang sedih, meskipun dirinya mendapatkan tanah dari sistem pemukiman tentara.
Billy Singh, the most famous Gallipoli sniper, got pretty lousy land on which he could not really make a living. He ended up giving up the land and then went back to Brisbane and tried to make a living in Brisbane and die pauper.
Dr. Gofor menjelaskan bagaimana mereka para tentara Anzac berdarah Rusia tidak dapat beradaptasi dengan kehidupan setelah perang.
In many cases, they still were strangers. They couldn't find their place. Many of them suicided. I guess many had this post-traumatic stress disorder, which no one really understood and diagnosed. And they misbehaved. They got in all sorts of trouble.
Dr. Gofor kemudian tertarik untuk mengeksplorasi bagaimana para tentara Anzac berdarah Rusia dapat akhirnya bermukim di Australia setelah menyelesaikan masa tugasnya.
That is part of our great immigrant story, that you really don't come to Australia as ready-made Australian. It takes time.
Para veteran Anzac berdarah Rusia ini kemudian menjadi warga negara Australia dengan bantuan para wanita lokal yang mereka nikahi. Dr. Gofor menambahkan, keberagaman budaya Australia bermula melalui kisah para tentara Anzac yang memiliki latar belakang budaya dan ras yang berbeda-beda.
Sometimes this immigrant from a Russian Empire was the only so-called Russian in the rural settlement, and many people built their image of who is Russian, that Russians can be quite good guys, they could be not necessarily Bolsheviks or communists or whatever. They could be settlers like you and me. So it was really a very important message that they gave to Australian society, that people can be different and they can be part of Australia.
Peringatan Hari Anzac memiliki makna yang berbeda bagi pribadi yang berbeda pula. Meski demikian, Gary Oakley mengatakan bahwa bagi kaum pribumi Australia, peringatan pada tanggal 25 April ini adalah tentang pengakuan.
I'm finally being recognized for the service to my country. I'm being recognized by the wider community. I'm proud of my service. I'm proud of my people. I'm proud of who I am. I'm also proud of the non-Indigenous guys that I'm marching alongside of who took me for what I was, a good soldier, sailor, and airman.